Hey everyone, it's Dave. Now you might know me as the artist formerly known as Bitchin' Dave, but since I really don't do a dolphin site anymore, I don't use that handle as much anymore. So you may ask, what the heck is Dave doing? He doesn't do a podcast anymore, he doesn't have a dolphin site anymore, and I'll tell you. I'm doing this as a favor to Kurt over at fins.com. I am actually out at Dolphins training camp today. Now I'll be honest, I was a little bit curious about what might happen given everything that's been going on over the last, three or four months. New coach, new quarterback, new everything. You have to kind of wonder what's going to be different about the team. So I agreed to come out to training camp and check it out. It's the first day of training camp. It's about to get started in a few minutes, and I'm just kind of walking over to the training facility. Now, in a little irony here, the Miami Dolphins training facility here at Nova Southeastern University is actually now in its 20th year. This is the 20th anniversary of the training camp being here. And I still remember the days when it was back over at St. Thomas University, way down in Miami. I did manage to go there a few times, but it's a little different here. I remember when they first moved here to Nova, it was this giant sprawling campus with not many buildings on it. So you'd be out here and you could just kind of hang out and pull up and actually just park in a gravel lot and then just go over to training camp. What's changed considerably is there's a much larger university around here now. So there's a lot of buildings and a lot of different construction going on, a lot of different students going to different places. Nova has a very large medical school campus for different types of medical disciplines, so a lot of parking garages. So in a kind of a little insult to our Dolphin fans, they charge you for parking. Now, it's not much, but it's just kind of silly. It's like, really? So the training camp itself is free, but you have to pay to park. But whatever. It's all good. So I'm going to head over there, check out training camp. Now, there is one minor concern I have, and that's that Ryan Tannehill is one of three unsigned rookies. Now, why the heck a quarterback who was drafted in the top 10 decides not to sign a contract and is having a contract dispute with all the rookie wage scale and all the slotting that happens, I really don't understand. I just don't get that. But I guess it'll work out at some point, and hopefully he doesn't miss too much time and he's able to get out here and start performing. I'm also looking forward to seeing a little bit of what's going on with Hard Knocks. I know that they're going to be around and in and out of the facility and following the Dolphins around, so we'll see what that looks like. Now, for anyone who's headed out to training camp this year, based on the new collective bargaining agreement, there's only one-a-days. So every one of the open training camps, the ones that are open to the public, are open at 8 a.m. Now, the Dolphins, what they're doing, they're having a team meeting and breakfast at like 7:30. Then they're going into the training bubble. And at about 8:35, 8:40, they're going to come out onto the practice field and actually start participating in practice. So it's not quite an 8 o'clock practice, at least not as far as the public is concerned, because the players are in the practice bubble for the first 35 minutes or so. Now, putting aside all of the things that have happened this offseason to the NFL, the lawsuits, the bounty gate, anything else that might have happened, you can kind of look at the big picture of everything that's going on and you go, wow, hope springs eternal again. The Dolphins are no worse than any other team right now. Now, that may change in a couple of weeks as things get going, but right now it's looking like the Dolphins are no better or no worse than anyone else. So this is the time of year when it's really fun to get excited about football because any team could win the Super Bowl. After we see them play in the preseason a little bit, and you start to see injuries and you see other things, teams start to separate themselves. But for the moment, first day of training camp, anything is possible.
I know.
They get some really interesting drills going out there where there's players running around and they're actually running and catching a volleyball or being thrown a volleyball instead of a football. And it looks like it's more for agility than anything else because the football is an interesting thing to catch. So they're moving around different places and trying to catch those balls, and it's really kind of funny. So you see the defensive players being kind of tossed the ball their way, so they have to react to it. And the offensive players are actually being tossed the volleyball. I've never seen anything like that before. That's a new thing that's kind of interesting. And one other thing, they have the two, I don't know if you've been to Dolphins training camp or seen the pictures of it, there's the two fields that they have out by the stands. And in various years, they've had the fields oriented different ways. Right now, it goes across the stands, so you're looking at a sideline of one of the fields, and then there's a second field over there. And they're doing a fair amount of the practicing here on the field closest to us as the fans, so we actually get to see a lot of the practice. Various coaches have had different philosophies about that. Some of them have moved you to the farther field, moved the players to the farther field, so you can't really see them practicing out there. But here we're seeing the practice going on in front of us. Right now I'm seeing defensive backs warming up and doing their back pedal drills and getting into it. So this is kind of good to see them getting their legs under them. That's one of the hardest things to do as a defensive back. And now they're actually using footballs and throwing them out there. Offensive linemen are down there doing some blocking drills, little quick line movements. You got the wide receivers, quarterbacks, running backs, and tight ends doing some things with getting the ball moving, just getting in formations and people getting kind of used to each other in that sense. And then over on the other side of the field, you've got some players doing some basic blocking drills. Defensive linemen are doing some blocking drills against each other, so kind of good. Good to see them get started there. Got Matt Moore and David Garrard. Right now they're running some running drills where they're just doing some handoffs, taking a snap and just handing it off to somebody. Just, getting in the handoff motion. One of the hardest things, I remember Dan Marino talking about this one time, one of the hardest things is getting the handoff just right. Because you have to put it just in the right place, right between the numbers, just above the lower hand and right below the upper hand as the running back is going to kind of collapse on it. So you have to get that timing just right. And it's tricky. Something different for me from a perspective. In previous years, players always wore, defensive players were wearing the aqua jerseys, the offensive players were wearing white jerseys, same here today. But they're wearing orange pants, which I've never seen them wear before. That's a new one for me. I had seen it in some of the pictures of their mini camps, but I'd never actually seen it out here. So it's kind of funny to see them wearing orange pants instead of aqua pants. Facility is in the flight path of the airport, so once in a while you'll see an airplane fly overhead. The Hard Knocks is pretty much just standing around right now. I guess there's not a whole lot going on. There's a lot of people out here taking pictures and a pretty good-sized crowd out here just enjoying the festivities. First day of camp, like I said, hope springs eternal. Beats the chant of We Want Orton that we heard last year, right?
I knew it had to be you starting up that chant, man. How you doing?
Right,
how you doing? Yeah, things are good. Ready to come back out here again, right?
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, as always, man. Good to see you. Take it easy.
You guys are on Fins.com?
I do some work for the guy from Fins.com.
I'm from Jersey. I always follow that.
Oh, very cool. Awesome.
It's hard to get information up there. What's going on in practice?
No, I can understand that, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You might watch my seat for a
second? Oh, sure, yeah, no problem. We got it.
Okay.
I didn't get a roster when I walked in.
I didn't either. All right, so I caught up with Ronnie from DolphinAddict.com. Ronnie, what do you think about the Dolphins this year? Where do you think they're going? What do you think's going on?
A lot of people say 8-8, but I think you just don't know. Just like when Chad Pennington came into here and nobody thought that we would go 11-5 after tanking it the season before. So there's a lot of good prospects here. I'm kind of expecting Garrard to start. We know what Matt Moore can do. We know what we have him. He's a great quarterback. But if David Garrard is a more precise passer, then I fully expect him to start the season.
Cool.
Excuse me.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
What do you think about Tannehill and him not being here so far?
I think he only hurts his chances. Realistically, I think he's not going to start, okay? So as far as his progression, I don't think he's really hurting anything. There's a lot of talk on sports talk radio that, you know, the Dolphins don't want to guarantee his contract, and I don't think there's any truth to that. I think there's just some wording and some semantics in the language that just needs to be ironed out, and it should be done pretty soon.
As you may have guessed, Reggie Bush just ran a nice had a nice run on a scrimmage play. He broke through the line and would have scored a touchdown. That's the way I'd go with it. But that's why the fans went nuts.
I'm expecting Reggie to really break out this year. We thought his production was good last year. I mean, this year should be incredible. It's a shame we're probably going to lose him after this year.
But you got Lamar Miller coming up through the stables right behind him, who's got a similar skill set in a way, just that quick back. And it gives Reggie a little break once in a while, too, perhaps.
They all come out of college promising, but, you know, push comes to shove. This is where the big dogs play, and he needs to show.
Oh, fumble.
And if he shows it, then the transition will happen.
Right. Right, that's the big key. But I like the potential for a wide-open offense this year. That makes a big difference to me.
Oh, yes.
That excites me a lot. Chad Johnson, you know, if he returns anything close to form, it'd be pretty amazing.
I mean, yeah. You know, you hope for the best, and if he falls short of it, then it'll still be a great accomplishment.
Yep.
I'm kind of hoping that our young guys really step it up. I mean, we know what we have in Devon Bass.
Oh, nice run.
Another great run. Reggie again.
And Paul Sully eyes looking at the other guys going, wait, why did we miss him? That look on his face, he was just like, what? And we got the other side over here. Passing play. Garrard's got a pass open. Oh, incomplete to Gates there.
But it was in his hands.
It was in his hands. He should have made that catch.
Rather than one of the other quarterbacks from previous years where he had to slow down, reach back, or, you know.
Yep.
And the precision is what we're looking for to make this team better.
Exactly. So good to see. Good to see them out there and tearing it up a little bit here.
Oh, I look forward to opening day at training camp every year. And this year just seems to be promising. I mean, all the guys who know everything and all the professional outlets, you know, they have their opinions, and we're somewhere in the basement in all their opinions. But you know what? Anything is possible. And proven when Chad Pennington walked in here.
Right.
And turned our fortunes around. So anything can happen.
Yeah, that's the problem when you don't have a roster. I'm looking at a number, I go, who's that?
Exactly.
I mean, I recognize some of the big players, but some of them I'm like, yeah.
Hey, Ocho Cinco's 85.
That I got.
Von Bess is 15. We know
right?
That.
You got Matt Moore is 8, and Garrard is 9. That I've got. Reggie Bush is 22.
We all saw why Pat Devlin is the fourth quarterback on the roster. He opened up training camp to throw an interception down the middle.
Not a good place to start. There. Nice move. That was a nice move. That was Lamar Miller. Okay, Lamar Miller is wearing 34, for those of you keeping track. So you'll see Lamar out there. That was a nice move. That was a Reggie Bush-like move, like we talked about.
Yep.
Just a nice quick cut. Now, if you see him do some of the things he did for the U last year, that'd be all right.
See, a little wobbly, a little shaky from Matt Moore. It's not, you know, he's good, but Gerard throws that precise pass, and that's what I'm looking for, I believe, is the edge and is the reason why he will start the season.
That's a reasonable assessment, I think. The only thing that bothers me about Gerard, very simple thing. The guy, he was out all of last year.
Exactly.
And the Dolphins didn't sign him when they needed a quarterback. They had Sage Rosenfels on their roster, who was injured and couldn't even go into the game. And you wouldn't sign Gerard. And that just, something about that bothers me a little bit. And it may have been a Tony Sperano sort of influence thing. You know, maybe somehow he had some effect on that. I don't know.
But do you think the back surgery, there was questions or a comfort level that the Dolphins just weren't quite?
It seems like there probably was. Something was going on, and it just made it tougher. Whoa, nice move.
Wow.
Way to go, 44.
Whoever you are. Is he a U player?
He's 44, you know?
think that is Lamar Miller.
Oh, I thought 34 was Lamar Miller. Okay.
No, 44 is Lamar.
44 is Lamar. All right, thanks.
That explains that.
You practice for the first 40 minutes on Friday?
They're
in the bubble.
They're going to be doing that every day.
How come they're doing that?
They practice in the bubble first.
For some reason, they decided to do the practice in the bubble first, and then they're going to come out here at like 8:35, 8:40 every day.
Hopefully, they can extend practice outside.
Be nice, wouldn't it? Get a little more in?
I think they're going to break it off around 10, 10:30.
Practice crap. Maybe 1 minute of this, and then...
Oh, look, a couple of field goals and a couple of, running drills. And...
Yeah. This is what I want to see. I want to see what Tannehill can do. I want to see what Gerard can do. I want to see what Moore can do from last year. I want to see what Tannehill can do. I don't want to see no Henny. Call him God last year. Henny's God. No matter what. I want to see what Colombo can do. I want to see what Marshall can do. I want to see this new regime long term. Mm-hmm. I got a good feel about this. People just got to give Ross a chance, Man is trying. He's not like no lawyer.
No, that's true. He's not just trading away players.
People should be upset at them, not us.
Yeah, the attitude out here is a little different. Everything just, it feels a little different than it did last year.
Yeah.
Well, last year was so weird anyway. After the end of the lockout and, with all the CBA stuff and then Sperano not being sure about what he's going to do. Just had a tension over the field a little bit. Here it feels like it's a little bit open.
On another note, speaking about that last regime with Jeff Ireland, doesn't Jeff Ireland look like the genius today?
So far.
What do you mean so far?
So far.
No. I'm specifically speaking about the Des Bryant issue.
Oh, yeah. In that issue?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, everybody up in our... Maybe the question was asked improperly. Okay, whatever. All semantics, but...
Well, I've long believed that in those one-on-one interviews, you try to get those guys to react in a way. If you hear that the guy's a hothead, you're going to try and get him to be a hothead. If you hear that he's not that smart, you're going to try and ask him questions to see if he's not that smart, if he doesn't pick up on things. You're doing that because this guy you're going to be paying a lot of money to, whoever it is. So the Des Bryant thing, he may have asked it inappropriately, but he was asking it to get a rise out of him, and he got the rise out of him, and he knew that he wasn't going to draft the guy.
Right.
Kudos.
Exactly.
Exactly. But you're right. No, the whole thing, I think it got blown out of proportion. And then with Des's mom calling the police the other day, just kind of put it all in perspective. It's like,
but he
really?
Actually allegedly beat her.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's serious character flaws.
You would think, yeah.
And he was just talking about the fact that Tio wasn't a problem at his last two stops. He wasn't the prima donna receiver. And his production was there, so... I don't know how much the media controls the poison that's put out there, and then obviously all the camps are going to hear about it.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I think sometimes you're put on a list for a reason.
It definitely is. I mean, his past, you can't question the past. But, I don't know, man. I think we need one more.
We need
one more big body. We have a lot of small receivers.
Because I don't expect them. I'm not expecting. I want to see that more.
They're probably the most recognizable fans next to Big Papa Pump.
I think so.
Because of the makeup and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. The Dolphin Bandits we're talking about. They're sitting right across from us. Got a chance to talk to Manny for a minute. They're here and excited again. They're here for another 26-week or so stretch of...
Meeting the rally cry.
Exactly. Dressing up and going to everything. Anywhere and anything that's Dolphins related. And frankly, this is why I got out of the whole business of doing Dolphin stuff. It is time-consuming, man.
It is.
And you see these guys, they're at everything. I'm like, I don't got time for that anymore.
Exactly.
I got the job. I got other commitments. It's crazy.
Yeah!
Nice catch. Was that
beautiful.
That was Best.
Nice time bleep.
Beautiful catch by Best that time. That came from Matt Moore, I think, right? Yeah, had to
yeah,
come from Moore.
Matt
okay.
Matt Moore is with the first line offense.
Yep, there he is. Oh,
nice catch.
Nice catch. Got his hands extended, got
but
up there at the right time.
It was
in the right place. Something we just haven't seen for a while here.
Yeah, that was a beautiful pass. Tight spiral, right to a spot. love
him. How can you not?
We're going to see a lot more first downs this year.
Definitely.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Another Miami Dolphin.
First down!
Yeah, like I was saying,
it's crazy.
Yeah, this is kind of brutal. I mean, the first day, I'd like to be out here because they're closer to get the pictures.
Yep.
Because with this small camera, the pictures from up there.
Right, they look, you know, look as good, yeah.
You gotta crop them, and you know, sometimes it's just not great.
Nice defensive play there.
God, I love it. Football is back.
That's the best part right now. Football is back. We get to start watching football again. So we bleed right from the Olympics into football. It's awesome. It's a great time of year.
Where are the Hard Knocks people? Is that already filmed? It's done?
There's some guys standing in the end zone down there. There's four guys in a row. One guy's got a post next to him. That's one group. I think there's a second group I saw walking around somewhere. I think they're on that sideline over there. So they're just, you know, they're getting things when they happen.
Yeah, because I know they're going to... It's going to be like a six program series?
I think so. Six or seven, yeah, something like that.
The trailer was pretty nice. Looks CSI-ish. Have you got a chance to see the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer yet. I need to go and watch it.
Devlin, the knife pass. Sweet. I'd like to see a touchdown from Devlin to redeem that long interception he threw.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm so happy it's not Columbo. That would be nice. Matt Moore rolls out. Out of bounds. Chad Johnson makes the catch right on the sidelines.
There's so much media here. Never seen so much.
I know. I was thinking that as I was walking by. It's just it's
so
phenomenal.
Much. I think there's a Latin representative, yep. Latin media, all kinds of stuff.
Things have changed a little bit over the last year or so, or really over the last couple of years, that this, you know, this team's getting a little more play right now. I think, you know, the fact that they have a new coach and they're changing their philosophy and they're trying to do some things differently, that makes a big difference.
What I really, really like, you know, when the offseason, all the offseason changes that went on, the transparency, the change to the transparency, the open door policy.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen Ross opening the doors and just getting away from that tuna philosophy.
Yep. Yeah, I like that. You know, you're seeing a little bit more openness. I was
granted there are some things that they can't share. We all know that, but at least there's an open line of communication.
I took one of the subtlest things. They moved the team because under Jimmy, under Dave, under Nick, and under Sperano, they were on the far field.
Right.
Now they're on the near field practicing, and I'm like, that's all you need.
As a fan.
Yeah, as a fan, that's all you want is to be able to see your team practice.
Exactly.
It's like, where's my team? Is it over there somewhere?
Yeah, and that's another awesome change.
It's very subtle, but it makes a big difference.
Fans appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I got to agree with you. After watching just, you know, half dozen passes here from Garrard and a half dozen from Matt Moore, Garrard is the better quarterback right now. It looks I would guess he has the early lead.
Yeah, and I have nothing against Moore.
He's not at all.
He's a great quarterback, and I think Brandon Marshall's blunders last year really hurt what was still a good season for Matt Moore.
Mm-hmm.
But we know we got it. We know what we have in him. I mean, he's solid. So, you know, in the event anything happens to Garrard, we're still okay.
Nice catch.
If anything happens to Garrard, we don't need to pull the trigger and say, Tannehill, you got to come. No, we're not in that position.
No, you go to it.
Tannehill can just
step in at some point.
The Aaron Rodgers thing. Not for so many years, but
yep.
Sit back, digest, get it down.
Yeah.
When your number's called, be ready to produce.
Get in there and do it.
This is what I didn't see last year.
Did you see this last year?
All right, and with that sound, I think that's going to end this report. Thanks for tuning in and checking out Dolphins Training Camp. If you want to head down here sometime, it's open for the next, I think, 17 days or so.
Yeah.
Just check the MiamiDolphins.com website or check out Dolphins.com or one of the sites, and you can see the schedule and come on out. They're here most mornings. I think they have a couple of days over at the Sun Life Stadium, or Dolphin Stadium, or whatever it's called now. I don't even know what it's called anymore.
Sun Life Stadium.
So come check it out. And that's it for me. This is Bitch and Dave. I'll see you.